Billville commissioners unanimously banned data centers from setting up shop in the South Jersey city. This week's move effectively blocks the largest proposed center to date, a nearly 3 million square foot facility. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports advocates are celebrating the ban.
Ben Jobeck with Climate Revolution Action Network says they organized for months on the ground ahead of the vote by city commissioners. He says residents were concerned an outside company would be in control of their town.
That's the overarching feeling of, oh, my energy rates, water rates are going to go up. There's going to be pollution in my community. There's going to be nonstop humming and noise. My home value might go down.
Millville joins a growing list of municipalities in the Garden State that have banned data centers. Jobeck's group has also led opposition to the hubs in three other towns, including Monroe Township and Gloucester County. From the New Jersey Desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering adding a new ingredient to sunscreen products. Bemotrizinol is already used across Europe, Asia, and Australia. Data shows the ingredient can produce a more stable, long-lasting sunscreen. It also rarely causes skin irritation, federal officials say. Penn Medicine dermatologist Dr. Joanna Walker hopes this could convince more people to use sunscreen.
What we have is good, but with science, there's always room for improvement, and how it feels on the skin and how it can be formulated and all of those things matter in people actually using it.
The FDA could give final approval to the new ingredient as early as this summer. Not too much sun to speak of today. Cloudy right now in Independence Mall, 62. Expecting a high around 64 today with afternoon showers possible. A better chance of rain showers overnight, low 51. And that sets off a very rainy few days. Rainy on Saturday, high 54. Rainy on Sunday, high 65. Memorial Day, some rain in the morning. Clouds in the afternoon, high 70.